Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Well, good morning, Apex Church. So good to be with you today. I trust you're doing well. I really believe that God wants to speak to you today, and I feel that I have a word to share with you. I was reflecting over our journey as a church family over these past 10 years, and I remember when I first joined our church, we were meeting together at the Waterside Hotel. And at that point, the Waterside Hotel was quite a popular destination on a Sunday for Sunday lunch. They provided a brilliant carvery. And on Sundays, when Pastor Neil was preaching, just as it got to that point in his preach where he was really beginning to land his sermon, all of a sudden you begin to just smell that sweet aroma of the Sunday roast coming from the kitchen into the ballroom where we were having our church service. Now, come on, if you remember those days, do you remember having to try to overcome that sweet smell to make sure we were still engaged to what Pastor Neil was preaching? Oh, it was a great thing that after the service, when you could go there and enjoy a fine meal. Remember when we were able to do that? When we could go to restaurants? When we could enjoy a Sunday carvery? I'll be honest with you, a Sunday roast is one of my favorite meals. What's your favorite meal? Maybe in the chat right now, you could maybe say what your favorite meal is on a Sunday. And maybe for these next few moments, before you maybe go to put on the potatoes and get the lunch ready, I want to speak to you today about a message which I'm calling Don't Waste the Leftovers. My favorite roast is a roast beef. And there's a point when you're sitting around the table and you've had your plate, and of course on there is the meat and all the trimmings, the vegetables, and of course the stuffing and Yorkshire puddings, and that gravy which just makes it all the better. There comes a point in the meal when you look and there's some meat left on the plate, and if you're like me, you'll maybe say, hey, I think we've got enough here for some stovies, a traditional Scottish plate of stovies. Don't waste the leftovers. I want to talk to you to that today because I think if we look over our lives over this past year, we can all identify things that we've lost. That could be you've lost maybe some savings and finances. Maybe your business has been losing money. Hey, you've maybe lost some experiences that you were looking forward to, some significant life events, or maybe you've lost, sadly, a loved one. But can I ask you today, can we think about not just what we've lost, but what is left? See, I believe today what is left is enough. God can take what is left and use it and multiply it for his glory. Over these past few weeks, we've been enjoying our Healthy Me series, and we've learned that all our needs, every area of our well-being, is found in our relationship with Jesus. That's why Paul can say in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Now, there is no limit to his resources. His grace is sufficient. His comfort is constant. His love is unending. His wisdom is infallible. His wealth never ceases. God's supply is unlimited. I wonder today, as you look back on this year, and you're saying, Daniel, I've lost out in so much. I want to ask you today, what's left? Because what you're left with is all that God needs today. Can we focus on what we have, not on what we don't have? our kids have missed out on so much over this past year, so much interaction with other children. And of course, in their education, they've missed out on so much in-class learning. And maybe you're one of those parents who have been doing an incredible effort to teach your children at home, and I'm sure there's been stress-filled moments. But I wonder, during that time, has there been moments where your children have taught you a lesson? It was a couple of weeks ago, and Deborah and I have been blessed that because of Daniel's age, we didn't have to do the homeschooling, but he taught me a lesson. We were playing together and some of his toys fell onto the ground and I was just playing up and being a bit dramatic. I went, "Oh no." And he just looked at me and he said, "Daddy, don't worry." I wonder, you're listening and watching me today, and things seem to have fallen and you can see all the things that you have lost and you're anxious and worried about that, but can I say it to you today? Don't worry. What you have left is enough. See, today we're going to read about an incredible miracle from John's Gospel, but this miracle is one of the only miracles that is mentioned in all four Gospels, and Jesus is teaching his disciples a key lesson. We understand in Luke's Gospel how the disciples have returned from their first ministry tour where Jesus has given them authority to preach the word about the kingdom of God and to see healing through the power in his name. And they return, and on their journey they've experienced the provision of God. And they tell Jesus about all that they've done, and Jesus takes them to a secluded place to spend some time alone with them. But the crowds find out where Jesus is, so they all flock to Jesus. And Jesus doesn't send them away, but what he does is he finds a different way to teach his disciples a lesson. This lesson will be demonstrated rather than explained. Jesus is that great teacher who, rather than just giving the answer, he takes his students and he helps them and journeys together so that they can come to the realization of the truth. Read with me in John's Gospel from verse 5. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "It would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up, "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place where they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Jesus then took the loaves, he gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. You know, following Jesus is a never-ending lesson. I wonder today, what is Jesus teaching you? Are you paying attention to the lesson that he's teaching you? Or are you like me sometimes in my school days when I was caught in a daydream looking out the window? All throughout the Bible, God shows us that what we have left is enough to do his greatest works. In Judges chapter 6, we read about the army, that Gideon's army, the army of Israel. And they go from a mighty army of 32,000, and God depletes them to 300 men, armed only with a jar and a trumpet. With all that's left, those 300 men, they defeat the Midian army. In
in 1 Kings chapter 17, we read about the prophet Elijah. And Elijah, who speaks to the widow and tells her to go and make him a loaf of bread with that little bit of oil and that little bit of flour which she had left. And she obeys his command, and it turns out that she never ran out of flour and oil when she used what she had left. And of course, in 2 Kings chapter 4, the prophet who followed Elijah, Elisha, he spoke to the widow who only had a little bit of oil left in her jar. She gathers all the jars together from her neighborhood, and she pours out what is left from her jar and fills every jar until they were all filled. All you need is all you have left. What you have left is enough. But what will you do with what you have? See, maybe today you've been repeating to yourself that maybe you're reminding yourself of all the things that you don't have. You don't have enough money. You don't have a good enough job. You don't have the relationship that you wanted. You don't have. But I want to ask you today, what do you have left? Don't neglect or overlook what you have left at this moment, because all you have left is all that God needs to multiply and to bless you. God wants you to take action. You see, Jesus doesn't send the people away when he's aware of the great need of their hunger, but actually he uses this as an opportunity to stretch his disciples and to test them, to teach them a lesson. And he says to his disciples in Luke chapter 9 verse 13, he says these words, "You give them something to eat." You see, at this point, the disciples had offered nothing but complaints. But Jesus says to them, "Come on, you give them something to eat." Now, they're aware of everything they don't have, but Jesus is aware of what they do have. And then Simon Peter's brother, Andrew, comes and says, there's a boy here, and he's got five small loaves and two small fishes. Now, it seems just a little to us, but to that boy, it was a lot. It was his lunch. And Jesus takes that little and does so much. God wants us to take action. All God needs is all you have. All you have is all God needs. The disciples were focused on what they didn't have, but Jesus is more concerned about what they did have. You see, in God's economy, what you have is enough. Are you waiting for God to give you what you don't have? Are you restricting God by what you see at this moment? God's resources are not restricted. I shared that scripture right at the start, that he can meet and supply all our needs according to the riches and the glory that is in Christ Jesus. Don't let your faith be limited by the size of your bank balance, by your current situation, or your past experiences. You know, God is waiting for you to offer to him what you have left. What do you have left? What's left over? You could probably tell me about all the things that you've lost over this past year, but maybe we should take a moment to think about the things that we have left, because what's left is enough. That God can do something with what is left when we offer it to him. You see, the disciples offered complaints and excuses and reasons for how things would not work out, but the little boy, he offered what he had. I wonder this morning, have you offered to God what you have left? Maybe you're looking at your circumstances and your situation and you're concerned, you're worried, but have you offered it to God? See, if we don't offer anything to God, then God's got nothing to use. But when we offer the little that we have, and we place it in His hands, He can do so much more than we can when we hold on to all that we have. God can take that little and turn it into something great. God has given you what you need to take action. Now, all they had in that day was a small boy's packed lunch. He could take 5 loaves and 2 fishes and feed 5,000 men. And afterwards, the Bible tells us that there were 12 baskets full of the pieces that were left over. I wonder what could they have done with those 12 baskets. I wonder if God can do that with such a small meal, what could God do with what you have left? I wonder if you were to offer what you have and take it from your hands and place it into His hands. See, that's where everything changes. You see, we'll always be restricted. We'll always be limited. Even our much will be little compared to God's. But when you place what you have into His hands, He takes it and He blesses it and He multiplies it. I wonder, have you committed to Him your time? Have you offered to Him your talents? Have you offered to Him your resources? See, today I may be listening, or you're maybe, sorry, listening to me today, and you've never actually came to a moment where you've offered your life to Him. And in a couple of moments, I want to give you an opportunity to give your heart and your life to Jesus. But right now, I want to speak to believers today, and I wonder if you've considered in your life, you're totally aware of the things that you've lost out on. And I know that's been tough and that's been challenging, but there's a lot we've been left with as well. And one thing's for sure, we've got some time left. And I want to ask you today, what are you going to do with the time you have left? You know, life is but a vapor. Time is short in the grand scheme of things. But in the days and the years that you have left, I want to encourage you to offer them to God. And He can do so much more with your life. So are you going to be like the disciples who were looking around looking for solutions and couldn't find any? Or are you going to offer that little that you do have and give it to Jesus? If you take that first step in offering what you have to God, He'll show you how much He can do with what you have left. Have you been focusing a bit too much on what you've lost? And maybe today you just need to take a moment to realize what you have left. What you have left is enough. It was enough for Gideon. It was enough for the widows. It was enough for the 5,000 that day. And in your life today, what you have left is enough. In God's economy, it's enough. God isn't looking for you to give or offer anything that you don't have, but He is looking for you to give what is in your possession at this time. So I wonder, friend, would you maybe take this moment to offer yourself, to offer your possessions, to offer what you have to God, and to trust Him? I know for many of us, there's challenges up ahead. There are situations which seem really difficult in your workplace, in your business, in your family, in your finances, in the part of the journey you're in right now. But you can trust our Father in heaven. And you can place all this into His hands. I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, into your hands, we offer to you what we have. We say thank you for what is left. Father, we do say as well, forgive us, Lord, that sometimes we've maybe not shown full appreciation
maybe taking those things for granted. And Lord, also we recognize things that we have lost, but we thank you for your grace and your strength and your mercy, which has sustained us through all those experiences. Into your hands, Lord, we place all these areas of our lives. We place our hearts into your hands. And Lord, we ask that you bless it and you use it for your glory. I wonder, you're watching me today and you've never offered your heart, you've never surrendered your life to Jesus. You know, our Father in heaven, he gave everything to be in relationship with us. He offered his life as a sacrifice. He took our place upon the cross. And in that moment, he dealt with the sin issue, that stuff in our lives that makes us feel guilty, the regret, the shame, that which has offended God. He deals with that. He takes the punishment. He pays the penalty. And now we can be forgiven when we ask God to forgive us of all our sins because of what Jesus accomplished on the cross. And when we ask him to forgive us of our sin, we enter into a relationship with our Father in heaven, who helps us every day of this life, but also he promises us eternal life with him forevermore. If you can't look to a moment in your life where you've made that decision to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, I want to give you that opportunity right now. Can you maybe just pray this very simple prayer, but mean it sincerely from your heart? Just repeat these words where you're at. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you that you came into this world. You died upon the cross. You took my place. You took my sin. I ask you to forgive me of my sin. I repent of my old life, and I receive a new life by the power of your Spirit. Help me to follow you all the days of my life. I confess you are my Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time today, or maybe you use this as a time to make a fresh commitment to Jesus and offering your life to him, then I want to encourage you to let us know. Can you contact us right now? Maybe a message or an email. Please let us know. We'd love to connect with you and to help you on your journey. Don't waste the leftovers. What is left is enough. Offer it into his hands. He'll bless it and he'll multiply it.